Good morning, and welcome to the Garden Conversation. I'm here today with my partner in gardening of Diz Kissler.
Good morning, everyone. Diz Kissler here.
And the reason I've asked Diz to come on with me today is because he is my expert, my companion in setting up a drip irrigation system. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I haven't talked about it a whole lot here on the Garden Conversation because, after all, we live in a rainforest. And we've had just a little bit of rain this year. We're recording this in the fall of 2023, and we've just had a lot of rain recently. But I'm sure that many of you remember back in July that things were very dry. And I heard many of you say this year, well, I don't think I watered enough. I lost this crop because I didn't have it watered enough in July. So more and more people are showing an interest in a drip system. And so we decided that it was worthy of spending 15 minutes talking about it. So what is a drip system?
A drip system is a semi-permanent series of hoses.
So let's clarify, semi-permanent is it stays in place for the winter, but you can pull up the individual lines, right? And that's kind of just explaining what semi-permanent means. You don't pull up the whole big lines out of the garden every year, but you may pull up your individual drip lines that run in the beds.
Yes.
Okay.
And actually in the fall, what you do is you disconnect your main line, which begins at the faucet in your house or outside somewhere. And then you can disconnect all that quarter inch line if you wish to.
Okay, so the system starts out from your hose bib and it starts as a 3/4 inch line. We'll talk about some of the equipment that you got to have, but it starts at a 3/4 inch line, then goes down to a 1/2 inch line that runs across the tops of your beds, maybe over to a shrub or a bush. And then generally coming off of that is a 1/4 inch emitter tube or a 1/4 inch line with a drip emitter at the end of it. And those are your watering systems. And everybody's situation is completely different. So
yes, it depends on what you need to water. You might have an orchard, mm-hmm. or you might simply have one or two rows. And depending on what your need is, it's as simple as taking a garden hose and putting a fitting on there and then going down a 1/4 inch row. Okay. Or it can be as complicated as 2 10 rows that you split and irrigate.
Okay. So, and we will talk a little bit about exactly how you can set up this simple system that Diz just referred to in a little bit. Why? Why on earth would somebody want to do this?
Well, it's the most efficient way to water. Number one, using a hose is not efficient. You spend a lot of time, and you never know how much water you're getting in there.
It's efficient for the weeds.
The weeds with a drip system, you're running that line directly down your vegetable row, your fruit tree row, up onto a deck into individual pots. Maybe you have tomatoes up there. And the system can be checked easily. You just walk and watch when it's on, and you can see it drip, drip, drip.
Okay, so that is probably one of the most attractive parts of it. For me, one of the most attractive parts of a drip system is that I can leave the garden for days or weeks or even months if I wanted to. And the reason I can do that is because you have a very critical part, and that's a timer. And that timer is what you can program and you can set to come on when you want it to come on. So how much time it saves is another thing that I like about it. There's no dragging of hoses around the garden, except in the spring when you plant seeds, direct seed, beets, carrots, that sort of thing. Those have to stay moist, especially carrots. So those you have to use that's when we use hoses. You can't really use a drip system very well for that. So that's a little bit about why. Let's briefly go over what, if somebody were going to set this system up, what might they have to buy? Now, without going into too much detail, let's give them an idea of what might be involved. So,
well, some things can be bought locally, mm-hmm. and then some things can be bought online.
From a garden supply company, yep.
And if you do go online, you can get a lot of information about all the parts and pieces, how they work, the different pressures. So what we use is a timer, a pressure regulator, and a filter.
That's all at the head of the system.
That's where it starts mm-hmm. out at the house or
off the hose bib.
Wherever your pressure is. And the pressure regulator is vital if you're running half-inch line down to quarter-inch line. Those quarter-inch lines are pretty tiny, and they accept low pressure, and your house is 35, 45 pounds.
So then getting to that tiny line, you go from 3/4 inch poly line. This is what can be bought locally, are the poly lines and their connectors. You go from a 3/4 inch down to a 1/2 inch and then down to the 1/4 inch. And all of those require connectors. And so you're going to have to get all of that. But that's the gist of what you're going to need. Timers, you can either get a timer. One thing I'll mention is if you're going to have a system where you have pots on a deck or on a porch and you're going to have a garden system, you're going to need to have two timers, or you're going to need to have a timer that has two outlets. One other thing I'll mention is that how we have our drip system, if I'm out of town or if it rains for a couple days and I'm at home, I don't fret about it much. It's like, I've got good drainage in my soil. So if I get a little bit of extra water, it'll just drain out. It won't be a problem. For those of you that have soggy soils, that have a lot of clay, I might suggest that if you have a drip system, you have a neighbor that is aware that if you get a couple days of rain or multiple days of rain, they should come over and push the button on your timer that will stop that until you push it again when the rains subside. So it kind of depends upon your soil. So let's see, a few other things to think about. What about, one thing that you say all the time is don't use the paste. Can you talk about that, Diz?
I went from the white Teflon tape, which I strongly suggest you use. I went to a paste. First I had a white paste, and then recently it was a blue paste. And the Teflon tape is far superior because particularly that white Teflon paste, it sticks and becomes really hard and you can't get it off your threads of your hoses. So you have leaks in your hose or threads on your connectors, on your poly pipe, that white Teflon tape is the key to stopping leaks.
And you do have to take it off the hose, for example, every winter. Because of our winters, it's not like you can just leave this total system in place all winter. We take it apart and So that's why Teflon tape works better than the paste. The paste might work fine if you were going to make the connectors and they were going to stay that way for 5 or 10 years. But this is a system that some of it needs to be pulled apart yearly, not all of it. One thing that you might want to consider in doing this as you start setting up your in your brain how you might set up a system, long rows of more than 20, 25 feet in the emitter, the quarter inch emitter tubing, doesn't work so well because you'll get good watering at the beginning, but not such good water at the end. So if you have very long rows, like a farmer long rows, you might want to go with T-tape. But another, which allows you to have more even spacing for longer, more even watering, sorry, for longer rows. Another option is to break up that, and rather than have one 20-foot long row, have your main line go in halfway and have two 10-foot rows going both directions off of that main line. So that's just a trick that we've learned to make it a little bit more even.
One thing to consider is if you have any interest at all in doing a drip system, visit a local gardener that has that system, irregardless of how big his system is, and you will get a really good idea of where things are, how they're laid out, the length of lines, like Mardella is saying, because what happens with us is down in the middle garden where we have those 10 rows, we have
ten beds.
Well, 10 rows. And we'll have water starting at the beginning and then 10, 15, 20 feet down there. Well, 15 feet down there, it's not as, there's not as much water coming out. So that's inefficient.
So that's why we broke that up, yeah. So Diz's suggestion, I think, is a really good one. Some of this is probably going over your heads right now. What on earth is she talking about? Whereas if you can look at somebody's system, it will help make it clearer.
Yeah, and don't be intimidated. Even if you've got a small one little area that you're using the drip irrigation, like I said, there is just a simple garden hose connected to a fitting, and you can run 1, 2, 3 lines and
one line, actually, out of each one of these connectors.
Okay.
You can do one line. And so if you don't want to do all of this stuff that we've been talking about, you can buy one of these connectors. You can actually get it off Amazon if you can't get it from a garden supply. And on one side of it is this quarter inch emitter tube, tubing that we're talking about, and on the other side is a hose connector. So you just take this connector and you hook it into your hose and you let it run for however long you want. Now the downside of this, it's easy with no setup, but you have to remember that you have this running. And I can't tell you how many, I've got one of these for a bed that's hard to hook into my system. And I can't tell you how many times I have forgotten that I've had this thing running and I've let it run for hours instead of 45 minutes like I want. But maybe you're not quite as spacey as me. You can set a timer, a kitchen timer, or carry your cell phone around and remember to have that timer on. But that is a good system to do if you just have a small amount of space and if you don't want to go into the hose system.
The efficiency of the drip system truly is just watering your plants, fruit trees, pots. You're not watering weeds. I know some do not love weeding, so this drip system will definitely aid the person that does not like to weed.
And one last thing I want to say before we are out of time, and that is we have had our system in place for 22 years now, and we were told that, oh, you're not going to have those lines last very long, but we have. We have the same lines that we've had put in place 22 years, and I'm convinced that one of the main reasons is because we take the time every fall to blow the lines out with an air compressor. So we're blowing the water out. It doesn't freeze in the lines and expand it and break it. We're also blowing out the residue. We have iron in our water, and we still have had these systems in place this long. So I highly recommend that as a maintenance, a regular maintenance thing to do. And, you know, what it takes us maybe a half hour to do all of our lines every fall. So
it's worth the time to take care of your equipment.
Okay, so I think that's all that we need to say about giving a primer to get you thinking about whether a drip system might be something that you're interested in doing. We're certainly open to having you question us and ask your questions more specifically if it's something you really are interested in.
Come out and visit our garden.
Or come and look. That's right. So happy gardening, everybody. I know it's a long time before you're going to be looking at gardens, but you know, somebody suggested Christmas presents for drip irrigation for Christmas presents. So you might want to think about that.
Bye-bye. Happy gardening.
Happy gardening.